Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Frame Making Sale, Sell More by Boosting Customer Confidence by Brent Adamson, focuses on a practical shift in how modern selling works when buyers feel overwhelmed by options, internal politics, and fear of making the wrong call. Rather than treating selling as persuasion or relationship building alone, the book centers on the idea that the biggest barrier to revenue is customer uncertainty. Adamson outlines an approach in which sellers help customers create a clear frame for decisions, what matters, why it matters, and how to move forward with reduced risk. The emphasis is on sense-making, decision support, and helping stakeholders align, especially in complex B2B environments where buying is rarely linear. Through a blend of sales strategy and buyer psychology, the book argues that confidence is a measurable, influenceable outcome and a leading indicator of deal health. Readers can expect tools and habits designed to make customers feel safer, smarter, and more prepared to commit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, selling in a world of buyer uncertainty, a core theme is that customers often stall not because they dislike the offering, but because they doubt their ability to choose correctly and defend that choice internally. The book positions uncertainty as the hidden tax on growth. It lengthens cycles, increases no decision outcomes, and invites competitors into the deal as buyers seek reassurance. Adamson reframes the seller role from information provider to confidence builder. That means recognizing signals of uncertainty, such as frequent rehashing of earlier questions, repeated requests for proof, widening stakeholder lists, or sudden scope changes. The topic also highlights why traditional tactics can backfire. More content, more demos, and more features may add cognitive load, making decisions harder. Instead, the seller helps simplify the decision environment by clarifying priorities, narrowing viable paths, and making trade-offs explicit. The practical implication is a diagnostic mindset. Before pushing for next steps, determine whether the customer is stuck on value, fit, consensus, or personal risk. When uncertainty is addressed directly, momentum becomes easier to sustain, and the customer experiences the process as supportive rather than pressuring. Secondly, frame-making as a repeatable method to guide decisions. The book develops frame-making as a structured way to help buyers interpret their situation and choose a direction. A frame is the shared understanding of the problem, the criteria for success, and the logic for selecting an approach. Adamson argues that many deals fail because the buyer group lacks a stable frame. Different stakeholders use different definitions of the problem, compare options using incompatible criteria, or cannot articulate why change is needed now. Frame-making addresses this by co-creating a decision narrative that is coherent, credible, and usable in internal conversations. The seller supports the customer by translating complexity into clear choices and by surfacing the assumptions behind each path. Effective frame-making does not mean forcing a single viewpoint. It means enabling the customer to see the landscape, understand consequences, and commit with less anxiety. Practical elements include aligning on outcomes early, identifying non-negotiables, and mapping trade-offs in language stakeholders will repeat. When the frame is solid, the customer can evaluate alternatives quickly and communicate the rationale to finance, IT, legal, and leadership without relying on the seller for every explanation. Thirdly, building confidence through clarity, options, and controlled risk. Another major topic is how confidence grows when customers can explain what they are buying, why it is the right choice, and how they will manage risk if things go wrong. Adamson emphasizes that confidence is not the same as excitement. Buyers may like a solution but still hesitate if they cannot predict implementation effort, adoption challenges, or impact on existing workflows. The book stresses clarity over persuasion, make the decision easier by reducing ambiguity. That can involve articulating the few factors that truly matter, differentiating must-have requirements from nice-to-have preferences, and offering a small set of viable paths rather than an open-ended menu. Confidence also rises when risk feels bounded. Sellers can help by outlining implementation phases, success metrics, governance, and contingency plans. The customer needs to know not only that the solution works, but that the process to get value is understood and manageable. This topic also connects to personal risk. The individual champion must feel safe advocating internally. By giving them a defensible rationale, stakeholder-specific benefits, and a plan for objections, the seller turns uncertainty into readiness to act. Fourthly, enabling internal alignment across stakeholders. Complex purchases rarely hinge on a single decision maker. Adamson highlights that stalled deals often reflect misalignment among stakeholders who have different incentives, vocabularies, and measures of success. Frame-making includes helping the buying group reach a shared definition of the problem and a shared threshold for an acceptable solution. The seller role becomes part facilitator, part translator. That involves identifying who is affected, who can block progress, and who must sponsor the change, then tailoring conversations to each perspective without creating contradictions. The book suggests that strong sellers equip the customer team to run an internal process. They can summarize decisions, document criteria, and keep discussions anchored to outcomes rather than opinions. This is especially important when procurement and risk functions enter late and reopen earlier debates. By anticipating those concerns within the frame, sellers reduce late-stage friction. The topic also underscores that alignment is emotional as well as logical. Stakeholders need to feel heard, and the group needs to feel that the decision is fair. When alignment is achieved, customers move faster because each step feels like confirmation rather than renegotiation. Lastly, practical execution in conversations, sales cycles, and teams, the book connects the confidence-building idea to day-to-day execution. Frame-making is not a single meeting or a closing technique. It is a discipline applied across discovery, solution design, proposals, and negotiations. Adamson encourages sellers to plan interactions around the customer decision journey, not just the seller pipeline. That means using conversations to test and strengthen the frame, what has changed since last time, what is still unclear, and what decision will be made next. It also means recognizing when the customer is consuming information without progressing and intervening with simplification rather than escalation. For managers and teams, the approach offers a way to coach beyond activity metrics. Instead of asking whether a deal is qualified, leaders can ask whether the customer is confident and what specific uncertainty remains. The topic implies changes to collateral as well. Materials should help customers explain, compare, and decide, not just describe features. For organizations, consistent frame-making can become a competitive advantage because it reduces friction, improves forecast quality, and makes buyers feel supported even under pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for B2B sales professionals, account managers, sales leaders, and solution consultants who operate in complex environments where multiple stakeholders, long cycles, and risk concerns are the norm. It is also useful for marketing and enablement teams that want content and messaging to accelerate decisions rather than simply generate interest. The primary benefit is a shift from selling harder to making decisions easier. By learning how to reduce uncertainty, clarify trade-offs, and help customers align internally, readers can improve deal momentum, lower the rate of no decision outcomes, and create a buying experience that feels safer and more professional. That translates into better win rates and healthier long-term relationships because customers feel confident they chose well and can defend the choice. Compared to many sales books that emphasize scripts, persuasion, or personality-driven tactics, the frame-making sale offers a decision-centered lens grounded in the realities of modern buying. Its value is in providing a practical way to diagnose what is truly stuck and then guide customers with clarity and structure. For readers seeking a durable approach rather than quick tricks, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Brent Adamson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.